This is Max from the great country of Scotland, and whenever I'm adjusting my kilt, I'm listening to the Two Guys Talking Terminator podcast.
Good evening, ladies and gents. Come on in, warm yourselves by our fire. Ollie, what a fine kettle of fish. Today's headlines just informed me that Chrysler is closing all 30 of its plants for a month, starting this Friday. Merry Christmas to you, too. Mr. Obama is looking to infuse $850 billion into our economy to help fix what's broken. Thousands of people are being laid off in almost every major segment of our economy as companies pull in their wings and attempt to circle the wagons against a relentless foe, a downturning economy. They call it a depression for good reason. The average person is cutting spending to a trickle, necessities primarily, and saving what they can for further bad times. They used to call it a rainy day. At least we caught a break with diminished gasoline prices, for now. We've been told that all of this gloom and doom was triggered by bad loans in the housing industry, diminished housing values, and subsequent mortgage banking failures, a domino effect that has now touched all major financial institutions in America and many like institutions abroad. I sure am glad I'm not a straight commission realtor about now, eh? But wait one. Now I have a new quandary. If I believe this tidy tale of the demise of life as we know it, that all of this was triggered by one industry out of control, doesn't that also mean that the strong, powerful, rich country we know as America was also a financial house of cards to begin with? So financially insecure that one industry brought us down to today's ills? How is that possible? How can we be the strongest, best nation on earth on the one hand and be damaged in such a way, to such a degree, by one domino being pushed over? Is that anything like an unsinkable passenger liner? I do wish I could answer that to everyone's satisfaction, but I can't. I can't fix all that is broken. I used to think so. I can, however, take a deep breath, step back, and consider some things. Maybe it wasn't just the other guy who was keeping up with the Joneses and living beyond their means. Maybe the American dream, everyone should own their own home, wasn't correct. Maybe the mandate for all to strive to become type A's and climb to the top in their field became a formula to fail for many who couldn't make it and shouldn't have stretched that far. Is it okay to be just a happy, well-paid plumber or electrician? Maybe decades of chasing these rainbows created many bubbles waiting to be burst, rather than just a housing bubble. $20,000 for a new car, $165,000 for a college degree. Come on. Suppose that instead of a depression, we are actually experiencing a life adjustment, a personal wake-up call that says we all should return to some more comfortable concepts, living within our means, for example, saving religiously, doing a better job of separating necessities from nice-to-haves, accepting that not everyone can or should be the boss, being okay with renting a home, accepting a suggestion that annual income isn't the only scorecard that should matter. Do I really need a $100 pair of jeans to feel worthy? Maybe it's okay for some of us to be average. Maybe it's okay to return to some of the core values that were important to our parents. Could it be that not all chickens that come home to roost are bad chickens? Maybe it's not just sports teams that need to regroup, rethink, and then return to the game. Who knows? Someday, we might even return to a place where a smile and a handshake represents a long-term personal commitment. Oh man, what are you smoking?
Thank you.